Owning a boat comes with a number of perks, like being able to say, ahoy, or land ho, and not feel weird about it. So here's another perk. GEICO's boat insurance offers access to the largest towing fleet on the water. And with specialist support from agents that are as passionate about boating as you are, there's so much value that you'll want to say, shiver me timbers, and not feel weird about that either. Get more with GEICO.
Hey, what's going on, Grow Squad? Welcome to another episode, that's right, of the Eugene Hamilton Podcast, the place where I do my best to help you go, grow, and glow every single day. How have you been doing? Hope that you've been doing well. Hope that life is treating you just fine. If it's not, let me tell you this much. As you go through life, as you continue to experience life every single day, an old song I used to hear all the time talked about the fact that every day just keeps getting sweeter. Every day just keeps getting better. Even though you don't see it getting better on the front side or with the natural eye, I promise you, you learn things, you're able to grow and develop as you continue to move through. So thank you once again. Thank you for being part of the Grow Squad. And thank you already for subscribing and for liking not only this episode, but the entire page. Thank you so much for all that you do to make sure that this thing, because one thing happens when the algorithm picks up that you're liking, that you're commenting, that you're subscribing, it lets more people know that the Eugene Hamilton Podcast is on fire. People are getting a message. And most importantly, people are going, people are growing, and people are glowing as a result of our discussion and conversation right here. Let's pray as we move forward today. God, thank you for this new day. Thank you for the life you've given to each of us. Thank you that even though things may not be as well as we would like, thank you so much for your promise that you would be with us every single step of the way. Bless my friends right now. Some may be having a great time in life. Some may not be having a great time in life. I pray on both sides that you will let them know that the God that we serve is always ready to help and give us that which we need to move forward in life. We pray this prayer. Thank you in advance for all you're going to do. Amen. Today, we want to talk a little bit about mentors. And we've kind of gave this episode a title in so much as mentors can change your life forever. Yeah, mentors have the power. Now, check this out. If you let them, if you allow them to sow seeds, plant seeds in your life, mentors have the capacity to offer great advice, to help you move forward. One such mentorship relationship I think about is Mark Zuckerberg, right, from Facebook, seeking advice. When he first started Facebook, he sought advice from Steve Jobs. He saw somebody who was doing great things, somebody who had made great impact, somebody who was making waves in terms of technology. And Mark Zuckerberg said, if I said it wrong, forgive me, Mark. But the point is, Mark saw that there was somebody who was doing great things and he sought to connect, to move forward, and to get advice from him. Now, one of the things that's interesting when you think about life, you think about the fact that these platforms such as podcasts, platforms such as YouTube, platforms such as social media has allowed us to get advice from people that we've never met before. How powerful is that? That you and I have not met yet. Many of you listen to this podcast, whether you're on audio, whether you're on video, many of us have never met in person. But the opportunity for us to connect via technology blows my mind, because there may be something that I share with you that you're like, wow, that set off a light bulb. That's a great idea. And check this out. This is why I like you to comment, because sometimes I look in the comments and I get enlightenment. I get information. I'm able to go back and sharpen my gifts based on sometimes the things that you share with me in the comment section. So it's a two-way connection, a two-way relationship. But oftentimes in life, if you are a rookie, if you are, as they say, wet behind the ears, if you are just starting out, oftentimes we find it to our advantage to seek out mentorship. Now, studies are suggesting, research would suggest that individuals who have mentors, and not only have mentors, but mentors, check this out, that they listen to, Right. Almost like in life, you think about your parents and whatever adult was in your life as you were growing up, whether you were raised by grandparents, whether you were raised by both parents, a single parent in the foster care system, whatever adult in your life, a sibling, whatever adult in your life you gained advice from. You got to think about the many times in life you got some sound, solid advice that you didn't listen to. The advice is only good, or the results of the advice is only good if I, check this out, I'm going King James, if I take heed, right? If I receive the advice and then put the advice into action, almost like there was a guy who was, I forget his name right now, was talking about how awesome it was to have played with Kobe Bryant. And he's talking about how he was young in the league, how he was, I can't think of the guy's name. I'll remember it by the time we end this episode. But he was talking about how he gained insight from Kobe. And for some reason or another, he never put it into action until he was almost out of the NBA. Almost as if he said, you know what? I know what I'm doing. And sometimes in life when we get jobs or we're in position, sometimes we think we know what we're doing, forgetting that oftentimes in life, check this out, what got you to that point won't keep you at that place. Yeah, write that down. Yeah. Oftentimes what gets you to a certain point in life, you got to gain more knowledge to go higher than that. Sometimes we think that, oh, this is what it took for me to get to this promotion or for this job title, and forgetting that in order for you to stay there or even go higher, you got to gain more information, rub shoulders with people who have more knowledge than you, and put that into play, put that into action, put that from pen to paper to footprints. And the guy was talking about how he got all sorts of information from Kobe, but did not put the advice into play. Yeah, he talked about work ethic. Kobe talked about, shared with him how the reasons why he comes to the gym early. He talked about how you all get here at whatever time and forget that I've already done a full workout before you got here. He was like, well, why would you do that? And so he was sharing with him, hey, that in life he's learned how to get to the worm first. He's learned how to get to the spot first before everybody, so he can get higher. And so all those gems he was giving him, the guy said, man, I didn't realize how rich those gems were, how powerful those nuggets were, until I was almost out of the NBA. How many times in life have we looked back? We said to ourselves, moms gave some good advice when I was 15. But you thought mom was just talking like an old person. Or you thought dad was just an OG. It ain't like that no more. Pops don't know what he's talking about. Or you said to yourself, some uncle that you have in your life that they were trying to impart knowledge. You're like, man, uncle don't know what he's talking about. And then all of a sudden you hit the same scenario. Listen, I say this, and I say it over and over again. Mentors can change your life forever. Now, it's interesting because in my experience, most mentors don't offer or put a notice on Indeed.com and say, apply to be my mentee. Most mentors don't put up a sign and say, hey, look over here, I'm a mentor. Most mentors don't brag about it. Check this out. They just be about it. Yeah. If you don't understand that vernacular, I apologize. Let me break it down to soundbite. Most mentors are just going about putting in that work, going about doing exactly what they were born to do, and you happen to notice that they're good at it, and you go up and ask them, can you mentor me? And they'll say, you know what? I've been waiting on somebody. Yes, I will. Because oftentimes this happens. I heard this from a gentleman named Myron Golden. Look him up. Myron Golden. Man, that dude is golden. If you never heard of Myron Golden, newsflash, go Google Myron Golden. Go search him in YouTube. Myron Golden is that guy. Myron Golden shared this information once again. He's a mentor of mine from afar. I've never met Myron Golden in my life. I came across Myron Golden about 18 months ago. I watch his stuff. I see his impact on social media. I see his impact. And again, this guy is not doing anything extra to get the spotlight. He's just doing life. And he's doing it with excellence. And people are catching on saying, wow, this dude is the truth. This guy is on to something. This guy is living life on another level. Myron Golden mentioned this. I'm not sure if it was a clip that somebody caught of him doing a speaking engagement. I'm not sure if he was him on a podcast. I'm not sure exactly where I caught this information from Myron Golden from. But he talked about, and I'm paraphrasing, he talked about the reality that in life, if your mentor doesn't have a mentor, and if your mentor is not practicing what they're mentoring you on, oftentimes the ceiling is so low that they can only take you so far before you realize that this person is not sharpening their skills. They're not putting into action. In other words, the best mentors are people who are doing what they're mentoring you on, and who are also, check this out, they're getting better by teaching you. How are they getting better by teaching you? It's almost like someone who is in a classroom and a person who's in the seats, in the chairs, who's a student, asks a question that the teacher gets stomped on. They're like, ooh, wow, good question. Let me get back with you tomorrow on that. Man, those are the best teachers in life. You know why? Because they'll go back to the drawing board. They're able to admit that, hey, I don't know the answer. Let's find it together. They'll admit, hey, listen, I didn't think about it from that angle. Let me do some research. So again, they're studying. They're sharpening. The best teachers are students. Not so much their students in their classroom. The best teachers are students of life, of their niche, of their field, and they're not complacent where they are. So who is your mentor? Who is your teacher? Most of the mentors I have in my life right to this day did not reach out to me. I saw them in action. I saw proof of their work. I saw a book that they wrote. I saw a speech that they gave. I saw a review of the impact that they had, something along those lines. I researched them. I dug deep. I said, who is this individual? Let me find out more about them. And then I reached out. If you're in an area in your life right now where you're trying to go higher, if there's something in your life right now you're trying to accomplish and you are stumped, of course, we've got YouTube University. Of course, there are books, there are courses. We're in the age now where everybody has a course. We're in the age right now where everybody has some kind of insight, you know, swipe this, Apple Pay this. I get it. And I ain't knocking the hustle at all. In fact, newsflash, I got a book, another book. I got an ebook I wrote before I tell you about that. But I got a brand new book, November the 18th, that will be available for early readers called Go, Grow, Glow. It's for early learners, early readers. It's a story about a guy named Tony. Funny part about that book that I wrote, I had my graphic designer, my illustrator, I should say, paint the picture of Tony using the picture of my son. So as I'm reading the copy of the book to my son, I keep saying Tony did X, Y, and Z. My son looks at me, he says, Daddy, quit saying Tony. I said, why? That's Justin. That's my son's name. He did such an awesome job. But the point is, I understand what you have a product, you have something you think will help other people. And you're like, hey, purchase it, buy it. Here it is. I put some blood, sweat, and tears in it. I get it. But understand this. Oftentimes, not only does your gift make room for you, that's biblical, but oftentimes your gift also will put you in position to influence, impact, and bless others. So if you're in a place in your life right now, you're looking for a mentor, you're looking for somebody to show you next steps, you're looking for somebody to give you the game. Number one, don't be afraid to start doing research yourself. That's number one. Don't be lazy. Rule number one, if you're trying to level up, roll up your sleeves, get to work. But number two, seek out somebody who's doing what you want to do. Shoot them a DM. Shoot them. You'll be surprised at the amount of people who are like, man, I've got a hotbed of knowledge and somebody wanted it. I'll give it to them. Don't be afraid to shoot a DM, a message, and let them know, hey, I admire you. I see your work. I see what you're doing. And I would love to have a conversation. Don't be afraid. Don't be cheap. Say, hey, I'll pay you for your time. Time is a valuable commodity that we have. Let them know I will pay you for your time to consult with me. And number three, I'm done. Yeah, we're doing a new format. We're just dropping 15 minutes of knowledge for the next few weeks to see how things go. But number three, don't sit on the knowledge. Put it into action. Number one, if you look at a level up, right? Number one, don't be afraid to do the work yourself. Do the research yourself. But number two, seek out somebody who actually knows more than you. Don't let your ego get in the way. Somebody out there, people out there know more than you do. More than you do. Don't be afraid to find a mentor or find someone that's doing what you want to do and pay for their time. If they give it to you for free, you're blessed. But then number three, don't sit on the knowledge. Put it into play. Run the play. Put it into action and let the chips fall where they may. I hope you were enlightened by today's episode. I hope that you would share this thing out. Hope you would not only be blessed by it, but bless somebody else by it as well. Don't forget, I'm going to drop a link in the notes. You'll have access, first access, the Grow Squad, to my new book, Grow, Grow, Glow, for your kids, for your niece, for your nephew, whomever. There are school districts right now who are knocking on my door. They want bulk orders. And so hit me up at eugene@eugenehamilton.org. Also be on the lookout for that link. Man, we're going up, and I hope that we're going up together. Don't forget this week, go, grow, and glow. That's my time. Peace.